Ransomware has become an increasingly popular tool with cyber criminals, and it's costing computer users more than just money. But there is some new hope for those affected with a free software tool released by Trend Micro. Joining me now on Tech Daily is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy.
Tim, just how prolific have cyber criminals become at infecting users with ransomware?
Well, they're definitely getting better and better at it, Andy. And what we're seeing now is that since October 2015, we have blocked users with Trend Micro software from over 100 million ransomware threats alone. And when we look at how widespread it is, you know, and especially from an Australian point of view, if we look at all countries inside the Southern Hemisphere, Australia is the number one target for these cyber criminals with ransomware.
That's amazing. Now, actually, for anyone who isn't aware of that ransomware threat, can you explain how a typical infection would affect someone?
Sure. There are two types of ransomware out there. The first one locks your computer and doesn't allow you access to it, and the second one encrypts your files. And they hold you ransom until you pay them some form of money to unlock it. And the way we get that is by clicking on bad links or email messages or going to an infected website, that in the background will download a little program that will attack your PC. And the worst part about ransomware, in a lot of cases, the encryption they use is military grade. So therefore, it's a very solid and hard one to get off.
So, Tim, what sort of users are being affected by ransomware?
Well, if we go back to 2014 and later when ransomware first came out, we saw a lot of the attacks targeted at small businesses or medium-sized businesses. So these guys were trying to lock up their accounting files, their business files, and extract $50,000 from the customers. But in our last 6 months when we've been tracking ransomware, we now see that 70% of the attacks are actually targeted at consumers. And what they're trying to do there is target more people and extract lower money, but more often. So the typical user will be attacked for somewhere between $400 to $500, which we have seen as high as $830. But as I mentioned, now 70% of the attacks, and they are growing in number, are targeted at consumers, end users.
The name suggests ransomware, that you pay a ransom, like you're saying, $400, $800 or whatever. I guess you'd expect to pay a ransom and get your files back. Does paying the ransom release the locked files?
What we have seen is for the people who have paid it, it very rarely sees them actually get the unlock key. These guys aren't actually interested in unlocking your files or anything else. They're only interested in the money, and you're paying someone who's a cyber criminal, who's unidentified, and they've got no requirement to send that to you. So we definitely tell people that whilst you may think your files are worth a lot of money, paying the ransom will not generally lead to you getting the unlocked files and unlocked key, and not to do it.
So this week, Trend Micro has released the Crypto Ransomware File Decryptor tool. Who needs it, and what exactly does it do?
Well, the free tool that was released is for anyone that's been affected by the crypto ransomware, you know, and there's a couple of different varieties there. And this tool helps, you know, you retrieve the files that have been held hostage. So, as I mentioned earlier, there are two main types, the one that locks your computer and the one that encrypts your files. We have another tool that we released last year that helps you get around the one that does the lock screen. And this new tool now helps you decrypt files that have been encrypted by ransomware. And we've done that by reverse engineering some of the disclosure keys that have been out there and the ransomware to actually figure out what the decryption algorithm is. And therefore, we're trying to help customers get around this without having to pay for the fee. But it's not for all varieties for ransomware, but just for a couple that are out there at the moment, which are quite prevalent.
I guess users shouldn't just rely on this last-minute fix kind of tool to get them out of trouble. What else is essential for protecting ourselves from ransomware threats?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be relying on this tool to be your saviour, because as the cyber criminals evolve, we won't be able to unlock everything that's there. But, you know, the best form of prevention for ransomware is to actually have a good copy of internet security loaded on your computer. For example, the Trend Micro software that's out there at the moment will actually help you identify and stop you clicking on bad links, as well as if there's an executable file that it's asking you to link to, will actually give you a warning if it starts to execute on your machine that you can shut down to stop all your files being encrypted. We also really want people to be very careful about the links that they're clicking on. You know, in this day and age, we all like to get the latest news and we click on links, but if it's to a website that you haven't heard of before, you know, just think twice before you click. And most importantly, the other thing is make sure you have a backup of your files. So where ransomware is really starting to attack people and they want to pay is that we store most of our files now electronically, be them photos to financial data to everything else. So make sure that you've got a backup away from your computer of those files, even if you just do it monthly. So therefore, if it does attack you, you don't lose your whole life. You only lose since your last update or backup of those files.
Right. Good advice, Tim. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
No problem. Thanks, Andy.